我们在今天的聚会当中，我们还是继续来思想神的话语。那么有需要回到主日学的青少年儿童，此刻可以回到各自的主日学当中啊。当然也有主日学的老师啊，此时可以回到主日学当中。我们请弟兄姊妹起立，我们先来读一处圣经的经文。
Stand up and let's read the scripture.
我们看到屏幕上圣经的经文，我们一起来读约翰福音十四章十二节。
John 14:12.
约翰福音十四章十二节起，我实实在在的告诉你们，我所做的事，信我的人也要做，并且要做比这更大的事，因为我往父那里去。我们来祷告。
Let's pray.
我们在天上的阿爸父，我们感谢你，赞美你。
Heavenly Father, we thank you, we praise you.
感谢你赐下你的独生爱子主耶稣基督来寻找，来拯救我们。
Thank you for giving us your only beloved Son, Lord Jesus, to seek and deliver us.
感谢主耶稣在十字架上担负世人的罪，在十字架上成为赎罪祭。
Thank you for Lord Jesus bore our sins on the cross and died as a sin offering for us.
让我们这一切信靠耶稣的人，我们罪得赦免，我们就成为新造的人。
So we who believe in Lord Jesus, our sins are forgiven, and we become a new being.
我们感谢主耶稣基督给我们的生命，有真正的意义和价值，并且给我们的生命有使命。
Thank you, Lord Jesus, give the true meaning and value to our life, so that we have a mission.
感谢主耶稣基督告诉我们，凡主所做的事，我们也要做。
Thank the Lord Jesus, He told us that whatever He did, we will do also.
并且我们要做更大的事。
And we will do greater things.
求圣灵光照来带领我们，加添我们的信心和力量，让我们能够遵行主耶稣基督的旨意，为主去做这更大的事。
May the Lord, Holy Spirit illuminate and lead us and give us the strength and faith to do greater things.
我们这样的祷告奉主耶稣基督圣名。
We pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
好，弟兄姊妹请坐。
Please be seated.
我们看到主耶稣说的这句话呢，第一句我们就可以看到，信靠耶稣的人必须要做事的。
The verses we listed here, the Lord Jesus said first that he who believes in me, the works he would have to do something.
我们不信靠主耶稣基督的人不可以总像一个吃奶的婴儿，总是说啊，你总是希望别人来为我们做，不是的，我们自己要做。
We who believe in Lord Jesus should not be like a baby who nurses some milk and wish.Not just waiting for somebody else to do those things for us. We should work.
我们今天有些基督徒是这样的心态。
Some of us Christians have such an attitude today.
啊，我都是神的儿女了，那上帝要把一切都为我预备好啊！上帝把一切都为我安排好，我什么都不用做，我就等上帝为我来做。
And I'm a child of God, so I'm just waiting God to do everything and prepare everything for me. I don't have to do anything. I will just wait there.
这是错误的。
This is wrong.
耶稣告诉我们，凡信他的人要做事的。
Lord Jesus told us that those who believe in him should work.
现在在年轻人当中有一个非常不好的现象，在全世界越来越流行。
It's not a...Something that's not good among the young people today. It's common in the whole world.
人们叫这种现象叫啃老族。
People call it a boomerang generation.
然后就这些人啊，年轻人身强力壮的，什么都不做，坐在家里啊，爸爸妈妈把一切都给我预备好吧，我什么都不用做。
Those young people, they are strong, but they stay at home and waiting for their parents to do everything for them.
信靠神的人绝对不能成为这样的人。
We who believe in God should not be like that.
我们要做事的。
We should work.
所以当我们来看思想耶稣讲的这句话，耶稣说，我所做的事，信我的人也要做。这第一个我们就说，我们要做，我们要做事。
And when we consider the word that Jesus said, he who believes in me, the works that I do, he will also do. And we should think about that. We should work.
信靠上帝的人要努力做工，要竭力做工，而不是坐在那里等啊！上帝，你为我做，你为我做，你为我预备，不是这样的。
We who believe in God should work hard and be diligent instead of waiting there for God to prepare everything for us.
挪亚必须要自己去造方舟，等洪水来的时候，他才可以带领人进入方舟。上帝没有为挪亚把方舟造好的，他自己要造。
Noah had to build the ark by themselves, and he didn't wait God for prepare the ark for him. And when the flood came in, he could enter. He had to build the ark by himself.
Noah 努力做工120年才完成这样的一个工作，造了方舟，当然是带领他的家人。
And Noah, together with his family, had.Worked hard for 120 years to finish the ark, and he was not waiting for God to do it for him.
亚伯拉罕，上帝要把这应许之地给亚伯拉罕，对亚伯拉罕说：“你自己要纵横走遍这地，这地神才应许给亚伯拉罕。”
When God promised to give the promised land to Abraham, and God asked Abraham to walk through the land in its length and in its breadth, and before he.He was given the promised land.
你不愿意走，你不愿意纵横走遍这地，那就得不到地。
If you are not willing to walk through the land, you are not will not get the land.
我们要知道，那个时候亚伯拉罕不年轻了。上帝让亚伯拉罕纵横走遍这地的时候，对亚伯拉罕说，绝对不容易啊。
We know that at that time that Abraham was not young anymore, and it's not an easy thing for Abraham to walk through the land.
上帝带领以色列人进入迦南应许之地，但是上帝让以色列人首先要跟强大的迦南人要去打仗的。
Before God led the Israelites into the promised land Canaan, and he led the Israelites to fight with the powerful Canaanites.
然后才能得到上帝应许要给他们的那块地。
Then they could enter the promised land that.
所以主耶稣对信靠他的人说，就是我所做的事，信我的人也要做。首先就是信靠耶稣的人要做事，要做事，不是懒汉躺在那里等上帝把一切都为我做好。
When Jesus said, "He who believes in me, the works that I do, he will do also," it means that we who believe in Jesus should work instead of waiting there for God to do everything for us.
信靠神绝对不是。躺在那里就依赖神。
We trust in God. It does not mean that we just lie there and everything we depend on God.
信靠神是信靠神加添我的力量，我怎么样？凡事都能做。
We trust in God and we trust God that He will give us the strength so that we could do everything.
信靠神不是说我信把凡事为我做好，这不是信靠神。
Trusting God does not mean that we trust God that He could do everything and prepare everything for me.
这不是信靠神，信靠神是我信靠神，神加添我的力量，我自己可以凡事都能做。
Trusting God is not like that. Trusting God is that you trust God to give you the strength to do everything.
当然，我们信靠神的人，我们要做事，但是更加重要的，我们要做什么事呢？
We who believes in God, we will work. But what are the things that we should work on?
耶稣讲得很清楚，我所做的事，信我的人也要做。也就是说，我们要做耶稣所做的事。
Jesus was clear in stating that the things that he will do, he did, and we will do what he did.
今天是新年的刚刚开始，就是很多人在这个时候呢，往往会制定一个新年计划，我要做什么做什么，我要达成什么目标。
At the beginning of a new year, people usually make their yearly plans, what they are going to do in the new year.
那对于信靠耶稣的人来说，我们要做什么呢？我们的新年目标是什么呢
？And for us who Trusting Jesus, trusting God, and what are our plans? What things we should do?
耶稣其实告诉我们，我们要做的事情是耶稣所做的事，我们要去做。
Jesus told us that we should do the works that Jesus did.
不是这个世界上许许多多人他们去要做他们去要追求的事情，不是这些事情，而是我们信靠耶稣的人，我们做耶稣所做的那些事。
We should do the works that Jesus did instead of all those things that the world is seeking.
我来给大家读几处圣经的经文，我们来看耶稣在这个世上的时候他做什么事。
Let's take a look at several verses in the Bible. Let's see what Jesus did in the world.
马太福音一章二十一节，我给大家来读一下哈，大家就看到屏幕上圣经的经文。
I'll read you these verses and just look at the screen.
马太福音一章二十一节，他将要生一个儿子，你要给他起名叫耶稣，因为他要将自己的百姓从罪恶里救出来。马太福音四章十七节，从那时候耶稣就传起道来说，天国近了，你们应当悔改。路加福音五章三十一到三十二节，耶稣对他们说，无病的人用不着医生，有病的人才用得着，我来本不是招义人悔改，乃是招罪人悔改。我们从这几处经文我们可以看到，耶稣他来到这个世界上他做什么事呢？他要把人从罪当中拯救出来。
From these several verses, we can see that Jesus came to the world to deliver people from their sins.
然后耶稣传道，他讲罪人要认罪悔改。
Jesus preached that the sinners should confess their sins and repent.
然后耶稣说，我来到这个世界上，我要招罪人悔改。
Jesus said that I have come to this world to call the sinners to repentance.
耶稣讲得非常清楚，他来到这个世界上他要做什么。
Jesus was very clear what he would do on the earth.
耶稣说的一切的话，耶稣做的一切的事情，都是在围绕着他这个使命，他要把人从罪中拯救出来。
What Jesus did and what Jesus said was all about this mission to deliver people from their sins.
耶稣说无病的人用不着医生，有病的人才用得着，我来本不是招义人悔改，乃是招罪人悔改。
Jesus said those who are well had no need of a physician, but those who are sick, I have not come to call the righteous but sinners to repentance.
那么耶稣在这里并不是说世界上有些人有罪有些人没有罪，耶稣并不是讲这样的意思。
Jesus didn't mean that some people in this world are sinners and some are not.
耶稣讲是这个世界上有一些人承认自己的罪，有一些人不承认自己的罪。
Jesus meant some people in this world, they confess that they are sinners, but some are not.
因为圣经告诉我们世人都犯了罪嘛。
Because the Bible tells us all have sinned.
但是所有的罪人当中分为两种，有种人认罪，有种人不认罪。
But there were two kinds of sinners. One is that they confess their sins, but the other, those other sinners, they did not confess their sins.
那些认罪的人，耶稣说他要救他们。
Jesus said he would deliver those who confess their sins.
我的女儿每天无数次的重复一段话。
My daughter has repeat the words every day.
她说有两个强盗，一个强盗怎么样啊？然后我就要回答。
And she would say that there were two criminals. What about one criminal?
我就说他认罪悔改，信耶稣了，他上天堂了。
And I have to answer that he confessed his sin and repented, and he go to heaven.
然后我女儿又问，那另外一个强盗他又怎样呢？
And he'll ask me, how about the other criminal?
然后就说他没有认罪悔改信耶稣，他就下地狱了。
And I will have to answer that he didn't confess his sins and he went to hell.
然后我女儿就说地狱里有火。
And she'll tell me that there's fire in hell.
因为她每天无数次的要重复跟我这样的对话，跟她妈妈这样的对话。
A lot of times every day she will repeat this conversation with me or her mom.
我们知道这两个强调就是当耶稣钉在十字架上的时候，耶稣左边一个右边一个。
We know that when Jesus was crucified there were two criminals, one on his left and one on his right.
这个两个强盗代表了这个世界上所有人。
those two criminals stands for all people in the world.
都是罪人。
They are all sinners.
谁应该钉在十字架上？是这两个强盗，是这世界上所有的人。
Who should be crucified? Those two criminals, all people in the world.
中间那个是不应该被钉在十字架上的。
The one in the middle should not be crucified.
中间一个钉在十字架上是担负世人的罪，作为赎罪祭，上帝无罪的羔羊，神的独生爱子，作为赎罪祭钉在十字架上。但是旁边两个代表世界上所有的人。
And the one in the middle, the only Son of God, he was blameless and he bore our sins and died as a sin offering for all the people in the world.
所以耶稣就说他要来拯救，拯救人。那人怎样的被拯救呢？从人这个方面来看，人要认罪悔改。
And Jesus said he came to the world to deliver people from their sins. And on our part, what we should do is we should confess our sins and repent.
当然耶稣在世上的时候他还做很多的事情，医病赶鬼啊，让人吃饼得饱啊，耶稣还做很多这样的事。
Of course, while Jesus was on the earth and he did a lot of other things and he healed people and he casted out demons and he fed people.
那么耶稣有一次行神迹在耶稣医治这个瘫痪的人之前，耶稣讲一句话，就说你的罪赦了。
And one time when Jesus performed a miracle of healing a paralytic, and before he healed the person, he said that your sins is forgiven.
然后在马太福音九章五到七节就记载接下来发生的事情。我给大家读一下，大家看到屏幕上圣经的经文。
I read you this verses.
或说你的罪赦了，或说你起来行走，哪一样容易呢？但要叫你们知道，人子在地上有赦罪的权柄。就对摊子说，起来拿着你的褥子回家去吧。那人就起来回家去了。在这里耶稣进行了一个对比，就是我行神迹让摊子起来行走，和我解决他罪的问题，哪个更重要呢？
Jesus here he made a comparison and he asked them which is easier to let the person rise and walk and to forgive his sins, which one is easier?
然后耶稣就是你们更应该看重什么样的权柄，更应该看重我什么样的权柄，还是你们只是盯着我可以医病赶鬼，我可以医病赶鬼，还是你们更应该看我可以赦人的罪，我可以解决人罪的问题。
And what kind of authorities should you value? And you think that the healing and cast out demons, all those things are more important, or you think that the sins are forgiven are more important?
所以从这里非常明显的，耶稣期望这些人更加看重他可以解决人罪的问题，这是更加美好的事情。
Obviously, that Jesus here he expected people.To value his authority that he can forgive their sins.
那么有一次耶稣用五饼二鱼喂饱了很多很多的人，那么这些人呢都要来跟从耶稣，让耶稣做他们的王，但耶稣就躲着他们。
And one time then when Jesus fed a lot of people with two fish and five loaves, and those people went to Jesus and asked Jesus to be their king, and Jesus ran away from them.
然后这些人找啊找啊找，很辛苦的就找到耶稣，结果耶稣就对他们就说，就是你们找我并不是因为见了神迹，而是因为吃饼得饱。
And they were looking for Jesus and they found him, but Jesus said to them that youcame to seek me not because you saw the signs but because you ate of the loaves and were filled.
然后耶稣就说你们不要为那些必坏的食物劳力，就是指着地上的东西一定会坏嘛，你要为那存到永生的食物劳力。
Jesus said do not labor for the food which perish, which means that earthly things, but for the food which endures to everlasting life.
所以从这里我们也可以看到，世人看重耶稣的能力，看重耶稣的权柄，往往就关乎地上是否病得医治，是否吃饼得饱。
we can see that when the world values the Jesus' power and authority, and they were looking at his power like healing the sick and feeding the people.
但是耶稣并不是一直做这样事，一直做这样事。
But Jesus was not doing all those things all the time.
耶稣做这些事情是希望世人更加去看重他可以医治人，把拯救人从罪中拯救出来，他可以赐给人那灵魂的宝足。耶稣希望这一切事情让人更加看重他更重要的权柄，他更宝贵更重要的能力，就是把人从罪中拯救出来。
Jesus did all those things and he hoped to draw people's attention to his authority, that he could deliver people from their sins and he could satisfy the people's souls.
所以耶稣他的出生，天使让玛利亚给耶稣这个名字，就告诉他，他来到这个世上是把人从罪中拯救出来。
And when Jesus was born, and the angel told Mary this name, Jesus, means that he would deliver his people from their sins.
耶稣他自己说，我来到这个世界上是要救罪人。
Jesus himself said that I come to this world to save sinners.
当人们误解或者错误的期望耶稣你到底要做什么的时候，耶稣一再的把他们拉回到这个他最重要的使命当中来，就是我要把人从罪中拯救出来，我要给人灵魂永远的供应，我要让人得到真正的永生。
And when people misunderstood him and wrongly expected Jesus to do something, then Jesus has beenDrawing people's attention to his mission, which is to deliver people from their sins and to give the satisfaction of people's souls and to give them eternal life.
所以回到我们今天一开始所读的经文，我们信靠耶稣的人，我们要去做事，然后耶稣告诉我们做什么事呢？他所做的事，我们要去做。
So let's go back to the verse we read at the beginning, that Jesus said that we who believe in Jesus shouldwork and we should work on those things and we should do those things that Jesus did.
所以当我们想啊，我们要做事，上帝加添我们的信心，加添我们的能力，要做做耶稣说做耶稣所做的事。
And when we pray that God gives us strength to work and we should consider that we should do those things that Jesus did.
那么马太福音七章二十二到二十三节，这里记载了一些人，他们也做很多事情，他们甚至很多事情做得很像耶稣所做的，他们去医病赶鬼，他们去行很多的异能，他们甚至奉耶稣的名传道。
And the verse listed here and it said, talk about many people, it seems that many people did the things that Jesus did and they cast out demons and they heal people and they even preachin the name of Lord Jesus.
但是耶稣却否定这些人，耶稣说我从来不认识你们这些人。
But Jesus said that I never know you.
所以这些人他很想他就感到很奇怪，他说我们不是做耶稣做过的那些事吗？这不是耶稣让我们去做你所做的，我们做呀，但怎么耶稣不认识我们呢？耶稣否定我们呢？
Those people were surprised. They said, didn't we do those things that Jesus did? And, but why did Jesus didn't know us?
其实耶稣简单的就是说，你们做错了。
But simply put, Jesus said to them, you did the things wrong.
耶稣说，是的，我是医病赶鬼，我是行很多的神迹，但是我真正的是在做这些吗？耶稣说，不是，我是要让人认罪悔改。得罪得赦免得永生，这是我真正要做的。
Yes, Jesus said I did heal people, I did cast out demons and perform miracles, but those are not the real things I did. I do all those things to draw people to me so that their sins are forgiven.
耶稣开始传道讲的第一句话，天国近了，你们要悔改。
And the first word that Jesus preach repent and for the kingdom of God is near.
这些人他们说我们奉你的名传道，但这个原来的意思就是我以神的名义，或者说我假借神的名义讲预言。
those people said that we prophesied in your name. That means they actually pretend to make prophecies in Jesus' name.
今天这样的人很多啊，讲神以神的名义讲应援，我宣告新冠病毒什么时候结束，是不是？你看那些电视不到家那些很有名的人，常常这样。
And there are a lot of people are doing those things today, and those preachers show on TV, and they pretend to make prophecies in Jesus' name, say that the COVID-19, the coronavirus will disappear in what time or what.
这样人很多啊！我以神的名义，我宣告谁谁谁会成为总统。
And there are many people in this world, and some people prophesy that I prophesy in the name of God that who will be the president.
所以这些人，他们以神的名义说预言，他不是在传讲让人认罪悔改的道。
Those people, they seem to prophesy in the name of God, but they were not preaching the sermons, the messages that people of repentance.
他们也做很多事情，就像今天很多的一些非常出名的一些人，他们也能做一些让人很震惊的一些事情呢。
They did a lot of things, like some famous people today. They did something that marvelous to people.
但是今天有多少人？就像耶稣那样的开口讲天国的福音的时候第一句话就是你们要认罪悔改，有多少人是这样呢？
But how many people today start with like the words that Jesus preached, repent for the kingdom of God is at hand.
所以我们是要做事，我们信耶稣的人是要做事，但是最最重要的我们要做耶稣所做的事。那么接下来更重要的问题，耶稣到底在做什么？
And so we who believe in Jesus should work, andThe most important thing that we should work the things that Jesus did, and what the most important is that what should we do?
耶稣是做一些让人病得医治、让人吃饼得饱，但是耶稣说他真正要做的不仅仅是这些啊！如果只看到这些，就糟糕了，就像这个马太福音七章二十二到二十三节这些人一样啊。
Jesus.Really, yes, Jesus did those miraculous signs like healing people and feeding people, but Jesus did not only do those things. If that is the case, then it will be like the people recorded in Matthew 7:22-23.
耶稣其实反复的在告诉人他真正他要做的是什么，真正的他在做是什么。但是非常遗憾的是，人们往往看到其他的东西。
Jesus has repeatedly told us that what he was doing, but other people usually value or they pay attention to those things.
为什么会有这么大的差别呢？因为只有一位耶稣真正的是爱人的灵魂，永恒的灵魂。
Why was there such a big difference? Because only Jesus himself loves the souls of people.
谁真正爱我永恒的灵魂呢？耶稣，只有他一位。
Who really loves my soul? The only Jesus.
人家我的父母会关心我，我的父母从小让我吃好穿好啊，把我养得白白胖胖，我非常感谢我的父母。
My parents loves me and cares for me, and he take cares of me from my childhood. I really appreciate my parents.
但是耶稣真正关心的是我永恒的灵魂最后会去到哪里，而不是关心我在这个世界上有没有被养得白白胖胖。
But Jesus cares about my soul, my eternal soul, where my eternal soul goes, not that just I live a good life in this world.
当然了，我的父母把我照顾得很好，把我养得白白胖胖，他们并不是期望哎呀我能够称赞他们，我能够给他们掌声，他们并不是期望这些。
But of course, my parents took good care of me, not expecting that I would praise them or thank them.
但今天这个世界上有很多人是这样的呀。
But many people in the world are like this.
你喜欢什么，我给你；你怎么样觉得舒服，哎，我就让你觉得舒服。哇，你就会很喜欢我呀，你就会称赞我，你会归荣耀给我，我就觉得很好啊。
Whatever you like, I'll give it to you. What whatever makes you comfortable, and I'll give it to you, and you will like me, and you will praise me.
文士和法利赛人，他们奉献的时候为什么要吹号呢？那所有人都看到啊，感谢他，哇，这个人真好哎。
It is with the scribes and the Pharisees when they were making offerings and they blow the trumpet so that everybody could see and praise them.
然后耶稣说，这些人已经从人得赏赐了，他们就不要再想从神那里得什么呀。
Jesus said that those people have received the reward from men, so they should not expect any reward from God.
耶稣让我们奉献的时候，右手做的不要让左手知道。
Jesus taught us the about the offering that when we make offerings, or what our left hand do, we should not let our right hand know.
这个对人其实提出很大的要求啊！我们奉献那么多，没有人知道，这很难呐、啊。我心里觉得不舒服啊。
This is a great challenge for us people that when we make offerings and we do such good things and no one knows and no one praises.
但是耶稣让我们这样去做，我们这样做，我们得到神看到了。
Jesus asked to do like this so that God could see.
感谢神，我们教会里有许许多多的弟兄姊妹是这样的。
I praise Lord that many of our brothers and sisters in the church are doing like this.
他们收入不是教会里很高的，但他们的奉献可以抵过很多很多人的奉献。
And their income is not the highest in the church, but their offerings are much more than a lot of people.
没有人知道他们是谁。
No one knows who they are.
我也不知道，因为我们教会的账目我是完全不看的。
I don't know either because I don't know about our bank accounts or all those things.
那我知道有这样的弟兄姊妹啊。
But I know that there are brothers and sisters in our church.
我常常为我们教会弟兄姊妹而感恩。
I always give thanks for our brothers and sisters in our church.
好，我们回到今天这个经文当中，就是我们信耶稣的人要做事，但最最重要的，我们去做耶稣所做的事。
Let's go back to our scriptures today. And Jesus said that those who believe in Him should work, and the most important thing is that we should work on those things that Jesus did.
耶稣做的所有的事情。围绕着一个中心，要救人灵魂，把人从罪中拯救出来。
Everything that Jesus did was about one thing, that's to deliver people from their sins, to save the souls of people.
站在人的这一方面，那人要做的就是认罪悔改。
That on our part, what we should do is confess our sins and repent.
我们再看一个被主耶稣所大大使用的。使徒保罗他在怎样描述自己做事
Let's look at Apostle Paul who was greatly used by Lord Jesus how he did things
使徒保罗他说这在马太福音二十章二十到二十一节我给大家读一下大家看到屏幕上圣经的经文
I'll read you the book of Acts 20:20-21
你们也知道凡与你们有益的我没有一样避讳不说的或在众人面前或在个人家里我都教导你们又对犹太人和希腊人证明当向神悔改信靠我主耶稣基督这是使徒保罗说他在做什么然后他竭力去做他没有一点隐瞒没有一点隐藏他竭力去传竭力去讲
That's what Apostle Paul describes. What he worked hard to do is to preach the gospel to people.
做什么呢？让人认罪悔改，信耶稣。
To lead people to repentance and so that they can believe in Jesus.
我们要不要忘记，当保罗讲这段话前面，他前面刚行了一个了不起的神迹，让人从死里复活了。
We should know that before Paul was saying this word and he just performed a great miracle and he raised somebody from death
保罗在这里一个字都不提
but Paul didn't mention that thing
保罗没有说你看我奉耶稣的名让人从死里复活了 保罗根本不提这个事情
he didn't say I have raised some people from death in the name of the Lord Jesus but he didn't mention that thing at all
事实上保罗在那时候根本就想不起来他做过这件事情了
Actually Paul has forgot all about that he did all those kind of things
虽然就刚刚发生但是保罗只想一件事情我要让人认罪悔改信耶稣
Though it just happened a while ago then Paul was only concentrated on one thing, that's that to lead people to repentance so that they believe in Jesus.
这就是做耶稣所做的事，天国近了，你们要悔改。
That's doing what Jesus did. For the kingdom of God is near, you should repent.
世人也做很多事了，我们一开始就讲新年的时候，新年计划，我这一年要做什么做什么，减肥多少磅。当然很好啊，应该要这样啊。
The people in the world, they do a lot of things, like people make resolutions at the beginning of a new year, they will lose weight. Of course, it's a good thing.
啊，我们减肥了后更好的可以为主做工嘛。
When we keep fit, we could work better for God.
那么中国古人呢，把这个世人所做的事情做了一个非常简单的总结：天下熙熙，皆为利来；天下攘攘，皆为利往。
And the Chinese people in old times, they summarized what people do in a good way, that everything people do is for money.
这句话是非常精准准确的翻译啊，中国人讲的太复杂了，有什么天下熙熙，天下攘攘，这个翻译成英文，这我觉得很简单一句话，所有人就是为钱嘛。
So in English, it means just every people do is for money.
这是不是我们信耶稣的人要做的事啊？
Is that the things that we who believe in Jesus should do?
耶稣在这个世上，他做一切事情是不是为钱呢？
Did Jesus do a lot of things in this world for money?
魔鬼有一次把这世界上的钱都给耶稣啊，让耶稣看呢。耶稣就说：“耶稣，你只要拜我，这世上钱都是你的。”耶稣拒绝了。
And one time that Satan offered to Jesus, as long as you kneel down before me, I will give all the wealth in the world to you.
耶稣在这个世上做这些事情不是为钱。
Everything that Jesus did in this world was not for money.
世人今天在这个世界上做很多事情就是为钱。
But the people in this world do a lot of things just for money.
信耶稣的人在这个世上做很多事情，像耶稣所做的，首先不是为钱。
Those people who believe in Jesus, they did a lot of things that Jesus did not for money.
腓立比书三章十九到二十节，这里做了一个对比哈。
Philippians 3:19-20 made a comparison here.
啊，大家可以看到屏幕上圣经的经文，我给大家来读。
I'll read to you.
他们的结局就是沉沦，他们的神就是他们的杜甫，他们以自己的羞辱为荣耀，专以地上的事为念，我们却是天上的国民。那么，在哥林多后书四章十八节，原来我们不是顾念所见的，乃是顾念所不见的，因为所见的是暂时的，所不见的是永恒。耶稣在这个世界上顾念的是那是人的灵魂。
When Jesus was on the earth and he looked at the people's souls and he cared about people's souls.
我们今天看人就看，哎呀，穿什么，这个长得怎么样，哎呀，什么样的肤色，什么样的开什么样的车，我们看这个。
Today when we look at people, we look at how he looks and what he wears and what kind of cars he drives.
啊，他在哪里工作啊，赚多少钱呢、啊、
Where he works and how much money he earns.
我们有几个人真正的在看人的灵魂，我们真的关心人的灵魂吗？
How many of us really cares about the souls of those people?
灵魂这个东西是不是有点看不见呢？
Souls are usually invisible.
所以我们今天一思想啊，看不见的，我们想啊，永恒的，天上的，但是人里面的。
When we think about those unseen things, like heavenly things or eternal things, but souls are within us, are not seen.
耶稣爱人的灵魂，耶稣不是因为我们外表是个什么样子，你是黑的白的穷的富的，耶稣爱你，不是，耶稣爱我们里面有神给我们的从神来的灵。
Jesus cares about our souls and he does not love us because we the skin color we have or whether we are rich or poor, he cares about the inner beings.
而世人呢，就是啊，我们的杜甫，我们地上的事情，这都是看得到摸得到的这些。
And the people in the world cares about those things, about their stomach and earthly things, those things they could see.
但是看得见的东西它一定会过去啊。
But those things that people can see will pass.
它一定暂时的。
Those are temporary things.
那看不见的才是真实的，存到永远的。
But which are not seen are eternal.
好，我们今天看到主耶稣说，让我们要做事，做他所做的事，去救人灵魂，把人从罪中拯救出来。我们从圣经中来看到，有一个人他确实做了好像耶稣都没有做到的事情，做了更大的事。
Today, when we look at the verses that Jesus told us that we should do, what Jesus did to deliver people from their sins, to save people's souls, and let's look at some people who did greater things than Jesus.
耶稣让我们做更大的事嘛？耶稣所做的事我们要做，然后我们要做的比他做的更大。那么圣经中有这样的一个人物，我把这一处经文给大家来读一下，大家可以看到屏幕上这一处经文。
Jesus said that we should do what he did and we will do greater things. And I'll show you an example in the Bible who seems to be doing greater things. And I'll read you the scriptures.
这段经文比较长哈，我来读哈。马可福音五章第一节到第二十节，他们来到海那边格拉森人的地方，耶稣一下海就有一个被污鬼附着的人从坟茔里出来迎着他。那人常住在坟茔里，没有人能捆住他，就是用铁链也不能，因为人屡次用脚镣和铁链捆锁他，铁链竟被他挣断了，脚镣也被他弄碎了，总没有人能制服他。他昼夜常在坟茔里和山里喊叫，又用石头砍自己。他远远地看见耶稣，就跑过去拜他，大声呼喊着说：至高神的儿子耶稣，我与你有什么相干？我指着神恳求你，不要叫我受苦。就因耶稣曾吩咐他说：污鬼啊，从这人身上出来吧。耶稣问他说：你叫什么？回答说：我名叫群，因为我们多的缘故。就再三的求耶稣不要叫他们离开那地方。在那里山坡上有一大群猪吃食，猪就央求对不起，鬼就央求耶稣说：求你打发我们往猪群里附着猪去。耶稣准了他们，污鬼就出来进入猪里面，进入猪群里去。于是那群猪闯下山崖，投在海里，淹死了。猪的数目约有2000。放猪的就逃跑了，去告诉城里和乡下的人，众人就来要看是什么事。他们来到耶稣那里，看见那被鬼附着的人，就是从前被群鬼所附的，坐着穿上衣服，心里明白过来，他们就害怕。看见这事，便将鬼附之人所遇见的和那群猪的事都告诉了众人，众人就央求耶稣离开他们的境界。耶稣上船的时候，那从前被鬼附着的人恳求和耶稣同在。耶稣不许，却对他说：你回家去，到你的亲属那里，将主为你所做是何等大的事，是怎样怜悯你，都告诉他们。那人就走了，在底加波利传扬耶稣为他做了何等大的事，众人就都稀奇。这段经文记载耶稣医治拯救了一个被鬼附的人。
The scripture recorded that Jesus healed and delivered someone who was demon possessed.
那么这些鬼从这个人身上出来呢，就进入猪群，结果猪都冲到海里去，一下就死了2000多。
And the demons came out of the man and entered into the swine, and 2,000 pigs died.
然后这些人，这个人家乡的那些格拉森人看到这件事情，他说：“哎呀，就对耶稣说，你走吧，你走吧，你走吧。”赶紧让耶稣走。
And those people in his hometown, in the gatherings, and they saw what Jesus did, and they pleaded that Jesus leave them.
耶稣就没有机会去给这些人去讲天国的福音了。
So Jesus didn't have the opportunity to preach the gospel to those group of people.
耶稣就走了。
And Jesus left.
但是耶稣却让这个被鬼附的人留在这个地方。
But Jesus asked the man who was demon possessed to stay there.
你去向这些人传福音。
He asked him to go to preach the gospel to the people there.
你去告诉人，上帝为你做了何等大的事。
You go and tell what God has done the thing, the marvelous things on you.
然后这个人他就做了，然后他在走遍整个底加波利，传上帝为他做了何等大的事，然后效果非常的好，众人就都稀奇。
And the men departed and he began to proclaim in Decapolis, the whole area, and the effect was good, and all people marveled at him, at what he said and believed.
耶稣没有机会跟这个格拉森人传福音，因为这些人让他走。
Jesus didn't have a chance to share the gospel with the people in the gatherings.
耶稣也没有在那里说啊，你让我走，我就不走啊，我要让你们认罪悔改。耶稣没有这样。
And Jesus also didn't insist on staying there, even though they asked him to leave, and he didn't insist on preaching the gospel to them.
当然，如果耶稣是这样，那些人说啊，我不听，我不听，我不想听，我就想让你走。
Maybe even Jesus insisted on staying there, those people would not listen to him.
耶稣就走了。
But Jesus left.
但是这一个人，他就做了耶稣没有办法做的事情。
But this person did the things that Jesus couldn't do.
当然了，我说耶稣没有办法做，这当然也不准确。但是耶稣把这一个机会，耶稣只救了他一个，但是这个人他有机会救更多的人，把这个机会给了他。
It's not that Jesus couldn't do it. Just Jesus didn't do that, and just leave the opportunity to the man that he could do that.
所以如果我们单看这一点的话，这个人确实做了更大的事情。他虽然没有去赶鬼，但是他做了耶稣没有做的事情，他把福音传遍了整个底加波利，传给那些格拉森人了。
From this point we can say that this man did greater things than Jesus, and he did the things that Jesus didn't do, and he preached the gospel in the whole Decapolis.
我们再看使徒保罗。
And let's look at Apostle Paul.
当主呼召保罗的时候啊，主就说啊，神要兴起这个人，让这个人怎么样，在外邦人和君王，并以色列面前宣扬主耶稣基督的名，要在君王面前。
And when God chose Paul, and he said that he would choose Paul to be a vessel to bear his name before Gentiles, kings, and the children of Israel, kings.
耶稣在这个世上的时候都没有机会向那些掌权者来传认罪悔改的道，没有机会。
And when Jesus was on the earth, he didn't have the opportunity to preach the gospel to those in authorities.
那些掌权者来逼迫耶稣，来这个审讯耶稣。那么尤其是那个罗马巡抚比拉多问了耶稣一句话，真理是什么？
And those in authorities and were persecuting Jesus and judging him, especially the Roman governor Pilate was asking Jesus one thing, what is truth?
我看到这里，我说：“哎呀，机会来了！耶稣可以给他传认罪悔改的道。”结果这个比拉多转身走了。
When we read this, I think that the opportunity came for Jesus to share the gospel with him, but when Pilate asked this question, he left.
结果耶稣从死里复活之后，耶稣兴起了一位，他可以向君王向君王来传讲福音，他可以。我虽然没有机会，他可以。
But afterJesus was resurrected, and they chose someone who could preach the gospel to the kings, even though Jesus didn't have the opportunity, but he could do these things.
那这个人就是使徒保罗。
And it is Apostle Paul.
后来果然借着使徒保罗，福音传到了罗马，传到了罗马的这个掌权者那里。那么圣经记载的是使徒保罗向亚基帕王传福音。
And later that.Yes, through Paul that the gospel was preached to Rome and to the authorities in Rome. And what the Bible recorded is that what Paul preached the gospel to the King Agrippa.
好，我把这一处经文给大家读一下哈，大家还是来看到屏幕上圣经的经文。
In a same way, I'll read you the scriptures.
使徒行传26章，亚基帕对保罗说：“准你为自己。”便明，于是保罗伸手，申诉说：“ 亚基帕王啊，犹太人所告我的一切事，今日得在你面分诉，实为万幸。到十九节，亚基帕王啊，我故此没有违背那从天上来的异象，先在大马士革，后在耶路撒冷和犹太全地以及外邦，勉励他们应当悔改，归向神，行事与悔改的心相称。二十七节，亚基帕王啊，你信先知，我知道你是信的。亚基帕对保罗说，你想稍微一劝便叫我做基督徒吗？其实这句话的意思就是你差不多就快让我信耶稣了，就这样。然后保罗说，无论是少劝无论是多劝，我向神所求的，不但你一个人，就是今天一切听我的都要像我一样，只是不要像我有这样的枷锁。所以在这里呢，圣经记载了保罗这样的一个囚犯，他向君王传了福音，而且是传的纯正的福音，认罪悔改的道。
And here it's recorded that Apostle Paul preached as a prisoner preached to the King Agrippa the purest gospel, the gospel, the message of repentance.
主耶稣没有这样的机会。
The Lord Jesus didn't have opportunities like this.
保罗在这里做了主耶稣都没有做的事情，做了更大的事。主耶稣传福音，渔民啊，农夫啊，罪人啊，税吏啊。哎，保罗向君王传福音。
And Apostle Paul did greater things, and he did things that Jesus didn't have chances to do. And Jesus preached the gospel to those farmers, those tax collectors and fishermen.
当然了，我不是说那些君王的灵魂，就比罪人的灵魂更加宝贵。我当然不是这个意思，但是保罗确实做了主耶稣没有做的事。
Jesus didn't preach to kings, and I'm not saying that kings' lives are more important or valuable than those other people, and I'm just saying that Paul did greater things.
耶稣也没有像使徒保罗那样去接触千千万万的希腊人、外邦人，像使徒保罗那样去到地中海沿岸许多当时大城市。
And the Lord Jesus didn't have the opportunities like Paul that he could preach to the Greeks and a lot of Gentiles and also went to a lot of cities along the Mediterranean coast to preach the gospel.
保罗有一次站在雅典的广场上面向雅典人传福音，那个广场都是当时这个希腊的一些贵族啊、长老啊、掌权者在那个地方。
And one time, Paul had the opportunity to preach the gospel in a large square in Athens, where a lot of the elders and the nobles gathered there.
耶稣在地上的一生啊，短短的一生，三十几年，只带领了12个门徒，而且当耶稣死在十字架上的时候，他门徒都跑。
In the short life of only 33 years in on the earth, and Jesus only let 12. Disciples, and when Jesus was crucified, all those disciples fled away.
但是正是这些逃跑的门徒，但是后来被圣灵充满，他们却带领千千万万的人认罪悔改，信耶稣。
And it is those disciples who ran away from Jesus, and later they led thousands and thousands of people to Christian, to Christ.
彼得被圣灵充满。站起来第一次讲道，那几千人都悔改，耶稣从来没有这样做到这样。
And when Peter was touched by the Holy Spirit, filled by the Holy Spirit, and he stand up and preached to thousands of people, and 3,000 repented, and Jesus never had things like that.
那么这些本来平凡的这些农民啊、渔民啊、这些小民，最后被人称为什么？他们是搅动天下的人。
Those ordinary people, those farmers and those fishermen, become people that the world calls them who turned the world upside down.
他们确实做了耶稣没有做的事情，甚至做了耶稣比耶稣所做的更大的事。
They did things that Jesus didn't do, and they did greater things.
不是说他们行的神迹比耶稣行的神迹更多，不是，而是他们真正传认罪悔改的道，就像耶稣所传的。
It's not that they performed more miracles than Lord Jesus. It's that they preached gospel to more and more people.
当我们来思想我刚才提到的那个格拉森被鬼附的人，他向格拉森人传福音，耶稣没有办法向格拉森人传福音。我提到的那个使徒保罗，他向这些希腊人呢、啊，向君王传福音，耶稣没有这样的机会。
We talk about the person who in gathering and he when he was healed by the Lord Jesus, he preached the gospel to those other people in gatherings, and Jesus didn't have the opportunity to do those things. And Apostle Paul, when he could preach gospel to the kings, and Jesus didn't have the opportunity to do that.
这个格拉森被鬼附的人跟使徒保罗，他们有没有什么相似的地方？
Is there something in common in this person in gathering who was demon possessed and Apostle Paul?
当然了，除了他们都做了好像比耶稣所做的更大的事，他们有一个相似的地方，他们都认罪悔改，他们都被耶稣医治拯救了。
Except that what we just talked about, they did greater things, and there's another thing that is.They have in common is that they all confessed their sins and repented, and they were all saved by the Lord Jesus.
我们今天要做事，我们要做耶稣所做的事，我们要做比耶稣更大的事。首先，我们是一个认罪悔改的人吗？
Today, when we think that we should do things and we should do the things that the Lord Jesus did, and we could even do greater things. And first thing we should consider is that do we confess our sins and repent?
那个被鬼附的人，他跪在耶稣那里，他要跟耶稣走。他的这些行动表明，他深深的知道，我是蒙了何等大的恩典呐！我是一个最糟糕、最污秽的人，我是被世界丢弃在坟墓当中的人。
The person who was demon possessed, he knelt before Jesus and he wanted to follow Jesus, and he knew that what kind of the grace he had received from the Lord and what kind of people he was. He was a sinner. He was cast by people into the tombs.
耶稣居然救了我。
But Jesus saved me.
这么大的恩典临到了我。
That's a great blessing to me.
他要跟从耶稣，但是耶稣却把他留下，结果他为主做了更大的事。
And he would follow Jesus, but Jesus asked him to stay there, and he did greater things.
使徒保罗说，我这样人中的罪魁，神都救了我。
Apostle Paul said, I'm a chief sinner, and Jesus saved me.
所以使徒保罗为主就做更大的事。
So Apostle Paul did greater things for the Lord.
我们今天都说啊，我要为主做更大的事，做更大的事，千万不要像马太福音七章二十二、二十三节讲的那些人一样。
And today, when we say that we want to do greater things for our Lord, but never be like those people who was recorded in Matthew 7:22-23.
啊，我为主，你看我做了这么多的神迹，为主行了这么多的异能，为主讲了那么多的道啊，对，为主传了那么多的道。但他有认罪悔改的心吗？他真的知道自己是蒙了何等他的恩典吗？你一点都看不到。
See, some people say that they have done a lot of miracles and have preached so many sermons and the gospels to people, but did he really know that he was a sinner and he did really repent?
所以呢，为主做更大的事。不是说哎呀我们要做多么了不起啊，多么让别人看到，多么影响力多么广，这不是最重要的。前提我们首先要成为一个什么样的人，我们才可以去为主做什么样的事。
Doing greater things is not that you will do those marvelous things or influential things that all people can see or can be influenced by you. Like doing greater things that first of all you should be the person, the right person.
使徒保罗包括那些被格拉森被鬼附的，他们是神先爱了他们，当他们是罪人的时候，当他们是与神为敌的时候，神先爱了他们，神看重他们的灵魂。
And Apostle Paul and also that person who were demon possessed, and it is God who first loved them and
所以他们就可以去爱人的灵魂，他们不仅仅就是啊，去满足人的肚腹，他 们真正的去爱人的灵魂。
Jesus cared about their souls and loved them. First, loved them so that they can love other people and care for the souls of other people.
我们每个人的人生在地上都是短暂的。
Of life on the earth are all temporary and short.
我们都不愿意虚度我们在地上短暂的人生。
We don't want to waste our time on the earth.
我们都希望做点什么。
We expect to do something.
我以前看到这个 John Piper 牧师他讲了这样的一篇道。
I have ever read that what John Piper had said in a sermon.
他讲这篇道的时候，他已经差不多快退休了。他现在已经退休了 ，John Piper.
When he preached that sermon, he was almost getting retired, and he already retired now.
他首先讲了就是几个宣教士，然后呢，他们也是医生，然后他们在非洲，在那里差不多一生就在非洲服侍，然后。最后都死在非洲。
In the first talk about several missionaries, and they were all doctors, and they served as a missionary in Africa, and they died there.
然后有些人觉得，哎呀，这样的人生真是悲剧啊，就什么都没留下。
Some people think that those kind of lives are a tragedy because they didn't leave anything behind.
然后呢 ，John Piper 又说，他刚读了一篇文章，就是这个读者文摘。上的一篇文章就是作为一个鼓励大家去学习的一个榜样。
And John Piper continued to say that he read an article in the Reader's Digest, and those article asked people to follow this example.
这个读者文摘这个杂志是非常有特点的，是全世界第一个，就是由读者自己去投稿，所以非常准确的反映人们喜欢看什么样的文章，因为这个东西是读者。投稿过去嘛。
And the Reader's Digest is a magazine that the readers can post the articles into that magazine. So it reflects what people think in all over the world.
然后呢 ，John Piper 看了这篇文章，他说就是有一对夫妻，他们就是提前退休，然后他们做非常好的这个财政的这个管理，所以早早的就所谓财政自由，然后在佛罗里达哇过很好的生活。
So this couple, and in this article, it talks about this couple. They took early retirement from their jobs, and they had very good financial management. So they had obtained a financial freedom very early. So they lived in Florida.
他们买游艇啊，然后收集贝壳啊，各地美丽的贝壳啊，然后，哇
，and they had their cruise and they collect shells。
然后就说这个读者这篇文章就一看，这个就是管是人生管理蛮好的，就这样子。
And this article shows that the people that this is a very good life management。
然后 John Piper 牧师呢，把这两个事情放在一起，其实就是说。到底什么是真正所谓我们经营好我们自己的人生
？And John Piper, Pastor John Piper, compared these two incidents together and tell us what is real good life management.
所以回到我们今天我们这个经文，耶稣说我们要做事，做更大的事。到底什么是更大的事
？And let's come back to our scriptures today. And Jesus said that we will do greater things. What are those greater things?
那么对于使徒保罗说他生命当中最大最大的事就是总教基督在我身上照常显大。
And for Apostle Paul, the greatest thing in his life is that Christ will be magnified in his body.
也说这个事大到一个什么程度呢？超越生死，比生死更大的事，就是我总要基督在我身上显大，活着就是基督。
And this thing is greater to the extent that it's beyond the life and death. And whatever by life or death, and Christ will be magnified in him.
换句话说，简单的说，就是人们看到使徒保罗，人们就会说，哎呀，这个耶稣就是这个样子的。
And simply put, that when people see Apostle Paul, then people will know that Christ is like that.
其实这就是基督徒这个名字的含义。基督徒这个名字的含义最早就是小基督，就是人们看到这些人呐、人们就说确实是真是耶稣基督活在世上就是这样的，这群人就是这样的。 这是小基督，这就是基督徒这个意义的来，这个名字的来源。
That's the meaning of the word Christians. Christians means a little Christ, and when people see Christians, they should see Christ in them, and that's little Christ Christians.
今天世人不知道耶稣基督是怎样吗？
And did people know what Jesus Christ is like?
其实我觉得世人知道。不是不知道，世人真知道一个人活的是不是像耶稣，世人真的知道的。
I think that the world knows what Jesus Christ is like, and they know whether a person lives like Jesus Christ.
很多时候我觉得世人对耶稣的了解，甚至超过一些基督徒对耶稣的了解。
Sometimes I think that the world had a better view of Jesus Christ than some Christians.
那么使徒保罗他得到最大的喜乐，不是因为他做了好像比耶稣更大的事情，不是因为这个。
Apostle Paul has received the greatest joy not because that he did greater things than Jesus.
因为无论他做任何事情，他最大的喜乐就是像他这样的罪魁神都拯救了他，这就是他最大的喜乐，无论他做任何事情。
The greatest joy in his life is that whatever he did, and his greatest joy is that such a chief sinner like him, that he could be saved by Jesus.
好，我们大家一起来读这一处经文，我们就坐着哈，一起来读。我们来读提摩太前书的一章十二到十八节。
Let's remain sitting and let's read First Timothy 1:12-18.
提摩太前书一章十二节起，我感谢那加给我力量我们主基督耶稣，因他以我有忠心派我服侍他。我从前是亵渎神的，逼迫人的，辱骂人的，然而我还蒙了怜悯，因我是不信不明白的时候而做的，并且我主的恩是格外丰盛，使我在基督耶稣里有信心和爱心。基督耶稣降世为要拯救罪人，这话是可信的，是十分可佩服的。在罪人中我是个罪魁，然而我蒙了怜悯，是因耶稣基督要在我这罪魁身上显明他一切的忍耐，给后来信他得永生的人做榜样。但愿尊贵荣耀归于那不能朽坏不能看见永世的君王独一的神，直到永永远远，阿们。还有一句，吾儿提摩太啊，我照从前指着你的预言将这命令交托你，叫你因此可以打那美好的仗。主耶稣把使命交托给使徒保罗，使徒保罗把使命交托给提摩太，交托提摩太之前讲了这样的一番话。
And the Lord Jesus gave the mission to Apostle Paul, and Apostle Paul gave the mission to Timothy, and before that he told Timothy these words.
怎么样做主的工？怎么样打美好的仗？怎么样做更大的事？就是我是罪魁，神都拯救了我。这就是使徒保罗的喜乐。
How to do the work of God, how to wage the good warfare, how to do the greater things. And that is the greatest joy of the Apostle Paul, is that such a sinner as he is, and he could be saved by the Lord Jesus.
也只有这样的一种喜乐才可以支持提摩太，才可以支持这历世历代的信靠耶稣的人去打那美好的仗。
Only such kind of joy from the Lord could sustain Paul and Timothy and Christians through the ages to fight the good war.
我相信你把使徒保罗把地上所有的荣誉给他，把地上所有的掌声给他，在他心中都不会留下什么。真正在使徒保罗心中留下的喜乐，就是耶稣拯救他这个罪魁。
I believe that for Paul, even if you give him the greatest reward or the greatest applause and praise from the world, it will not leave anything in his heart. And the greatest joy for Apostle Paul is that he was a chief sinner, but he was saved by the Lord Jesus.
所以今天如果有上帝的呼召、上帝的托付临到我们在座的弟兄姊妹哪一位，就是你有一天有一机会向美国总统传福音，或者向世界上的君王传福音，感谢神啊、神把这样的一个特别的托付给我们，让我们做更大的事情。
So, for brothers and sisters, if someday that you have a calling from God, that you could have the opportunity to preach to kings, to preach to presidents or leaders, and you could do greater things.
但是我期望圣灵永远来光照提醒我们，无论我们做多大的事，这不是真正让我们喜乐的原因。真正让我们喜乐的原因就是我是罪人，耶稣拯救了我。
But I hope the Holy Spirit could illuminate and remind us whatever greater things we do, that's not the reason for our joy. The greatest joy in our heart should come from that, the fact that we are a sinner, a chief sinner, that Lord Jesus saved us.
好，我们最后请大弟兄姊妹起立，我们一起来读几处圣经的经文。
Let's all stand up and read a few scriptures.
约翰福音四章十二节起，我实实在在地告诉你们，我所做的事，信我的人也要做，并且要做比这更大的事，因为我往父那里去。哦，约翰福音二十章二十一节，耶稣又对他们说：愿你们平安，父怎样差遣了我，我也照样差遣你们。我们再来读马可福音十章三十九节。他们说我们能，耶稣说我喝的杯你们也要喝，我所受的喜你们也要受。我们来祷告。
Let's pray.
我们在天上的阿爸父，我们感谢你，赞美你。
Oh Heavenly Father, we thank you, we praise you.
感谢你把你的心意借着圣经的话语赐给我们。
Thank you for revealing your will to us by the word of God.
就求主加添我们的信心和力量。
May God give us the strength and faith.
更是把那从天上来的喜乐充满我们的心。
And fill our heart with the heavenly joy.
让我们可以去做主耶稣基督所做的事。
So that we can do those things that Lord Jesus did.
让我们去做那更大的事。
And we could even do greater things.
我们这样的祷告，奉主耶稣基督圣名。
We pray this in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
弟兄姊妹请坐。
Please be seated.